Good evening. It's 7:04. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News. Congress is inching closer to ending the year without passing a national security spending package that includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the U.S. southern border. The sticking point is the border security element. Democrats and Republicans have different ideas on how to tackle the issue. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett, who's been part of the negotiations, says it's time for President Biden and Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell to talk.
He and McConnell have historically had pretty good luck coming up with deals that other people weren't able to come to.
The White House warned that funding for weapons and assistance to Ukraine will run out by the end of the year. If you haven't gotten your Christmas tree yet, one conservation group in southern Colorado is offering something a little bit different this year. The Southern Plains Land Trust routinely cuts down juniper trees in a preserve it manages in Bent County and is offering them in lieu of a traditional pine tree. Judith Westphier is the group's assistant director.
Cutting down juniper trees from the prairie is a common conservation technique, and I just linked it with this, like, Christmas time. You know, it's like, hey, if we're cutting them down anyway, why not turn them into Christmas trees?
The trust is offering the junipers they cut down to people along Front Range for a $100 donation, and they will deliver them. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 7:06. Colorado Matters coming up next for you on KRCC and CPR News.